my name is Bruce Lashney, and I live down in Edenville. Drive up here through South Hill all the time. I graduated from the University of Washington in 1980, a degree in criminal justice, went to the Marine Corps. Flew A-6 intruders for the Marine Corps for many years, and then flew for Delta Airlines for many years. A couple tours of the Far East, got to visit Africa in the summertime in Somalia. also a member of the chamber down in Edenville. We grow cranberries for Ocean Spray. That's what we do have occasionally. And also I'm on the Edenville School Board and was on the County Planning Commission. There's only 3 minutes, so I'm going to talk about transportation. Got a lot of other issues to talk about, but transportation. Does anybody know when the last time the county had a comprehensive transportation plan? 1992. How many people had cell phones in 92? Computers. Transportation comprehensive plan. You'll hear people talking about comprehensive transportation plans. What they're talking about, what we have, is called TIP, Transportation Improvement Plan. That's not a comprehensive plan. You want to know why the transportation plan is a little behind the decades? It's because we really don't have a comprehensive plan. Comprehensive plans deal with not only laying asphalt, deal multimodal. They're talking about buses, talking about heavy rail, light rail, etc. This is all coming from a county planning commissioner. Planning commissioners, we get deep into what are the real problems and how do we solve them. Our TIP, what we use today, actually in some ways causes more problems, because when you're just laying asphalt, what you do is you push concurrency into other parts. In other words, you push the transportation problem to other parts of your road structure. Okay, the other things we need to do, frankly, for transportation, we don't have a consistent philosophy on transportation. We have a county which, frankly, we are a commuter county. We're the highest commuter capacity county in the state, which means we put everybody on the roads and they go to South King County and they go to Seattle. So do we want a comprehensive plan that actually addresses that? Is that what we want our plan to be? That's one philosophy. The other philosophy is creating a transportation structure that gets people to their jobs in South Hill, Tacoma, to DuPont, to the industrial areas, to Frederickson. Now, I prefer the latter rather than the former. So I prefer the one that says, okay, let's get people to Frederickson. Let's get people to DuPont. Let's do that. Let's get people here in Pierce County to work in Pierce County and not just have a transportation plan that puts people on the roads to go to King County. Okay, now I'm going to talk about one of those very minute things that no matter who you vote for, you need to advocate for. Those are two things you need to advocate for. The other thing you need to advocate for, frankly, is where we get our transportation planning. Right now, Planning and Land Services has advanced planning. And advanced planning deals with your zoning, deals with where you're going to put your business, where you're going to put your houses. 1 minute? Good, I can finish it up. Where you put your zoning is where you put your houses, what uses you're going to have there. Well, where is transportation planning? You would think it would be in the same place where you decide where you're going to put your houses, where you're going to put your businesses. It's not. It's actually in transportation, which is not even in a planning department. It's actually in public works. Different city altogether. So very, very quickly, advocate for those things, whoever you vote for. And thank you very much. I appreciate the 3 minutes.